time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a great composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the hidden tune and the style that Bruce is imitating. Bob Lagerquist is on the phone from Eugene, Oregon. Bob, welcome to PT.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here, Fred.
Oh, very glad to have you, Bob. Bob, what's your musical background?
Well, I come from a musical family. My mother was a terrific pianist. My dad, a fine singer, and his father was a choral director at the high school that my entire family graduated from. I started piano lessons at an early age, 5 years, actually, and I've been at it for over 80 years now.
My goodness, so you've been playing piano more than 80 years? Am I hearing that right?
You're hearing it right.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, Bob, you've got a lot of experience to bring then to this piano puzzler. Bruce will play it, and we'll see if you can name the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Bob, if you happen to get stuck on either one of those, I don't know what's coming either, so you and I can brainstorm on this together if need be.
That sounds reassuring.
Okay, Bob, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
I think that possibly Mr. Chopin has fallen in love.
I think you've got it all.
So the musical style is Frederick Chopin, Bruce, is that correct?
That is correct.
And Bob, it sounds like you're hearing a tune in there. What's the tune that you're hearing?
I'm not sure of the title, but I think it's something like, I think I'm falling in love.
Right. It's almost like being in love. Yeah.
Almost like being in love.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. I know that it was lovely.
Fantastic. So you got the tune, you got the composer instantly.
And there's also, it is a quote of a lot of a particular Chopin piece. I'm wondering if that rang a bell.
It did ring a bell, but the bell has remained unidentified. That chromatic expanding motive is very familiar, and I just can't place it.
Okay.
Bruce, that expanding chromatic motive, Bob described that really well. What does that sound like?
It's the bass line.
Is it one of the etudes?
It's a prelude.
One of the preludes.
Yeah, it's prelude number 21.
Bob, how do you do when you listen to piano puzzlers on the radio?
I do quite well on identifying the composer, but I don't do nearly as well as on identifying the tune. a lot of tunes I just don't know.
I know what you mean, but you identified both right away.
Yeah.
And Bruce, for folks like me who are a little bit behind Bob in this.
You've got time.
I wonder if you could play this one more time.
Sure.
So we can hear this. It's almost like being in love in the style of Frédéric Chopin.
I second that. I'd love to hear it again.
A romantic American song, and that's romantic with a small r, rewritten in the style of one of the great romantic composers, and that's romantic with a capital R, almost like being in love, rewritten in the style of Frédéric Chopin, and quoting, in fact, from Chopin's Piano Prelude number 21, this week's Piano Puzzler by Bruce Adolph. Bruce, that was amazing.
Thanks, Fred. You know, there's one other thing I wanted to say about why I did this, which is that the words about falling, I feel like I'm falling in love. It's almost like being in love. The falling from the Chopin. And then, I mean, it really feels like bells and falling. So I thought the words even fit.
Well, Bob, who's on the phone, Bob, very nice job. You named the composer and the song. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Bob, what's your public radio station?
KWAX, KWAX at the University of Oregon.
Bob Lagerquist from Eugene, Oregon, thanks so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you for having me.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.